Over the Christmas holiday season, during a time of shopping, everybody shops a little differently, you know. And one of the things that I soon learned, I'm the typical man that I know what I want, I know where I can get it, I go in, I get it, and I get out. But a lot of times as we go into stores, we're looking for that certain item, and we know where it should be, but we go in, but we just can't seem to find it. So what I do, I have learned, rather than waste my valuable time circling the store 9 times to find out that it's been put on some back shelf in children's clothing or something, it's better off to ask for directions. Because I figure if somebody that's there doesn't know, then I don't have any hope of finding it at all. But I ask directions because I think to myself, these people that are there should know, and then I won't waste my time. I can find it. I can shell out my cash, and I can be out the door and on my way. Kind of like the wise men and what happened when they came seeking the King of the Jews. Today is Epiphany Sunday in the church calendar, and I'm sure there are many of you out here that don't even know what that means. We do maybe understand that traditionally on Epiphany Sunday we reread the story of the Magi, or the three wise men, or the kings that came looking for Jesus. But there's a little more to it than that. We see in this great section of Matthew the story of several people and their attitudes towards this newborn king. It tells us that after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, and they asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and we have come to worship him." All right, let's explore that a little bit, who these men were and what they were really doing. Magi, some pronounce it Magi, were a religious social class in Persia, which is now modern-day Iran. Okay? And when they say they saw the star in the east, doesn't mean they saw it in the eastern sky, because if they lived in Persia, the star would have actually been leading them west, right? What it means is they saw the star when they were in the east. The star was in the east where they were, in Persia, which was actually east of Palestine, and where Jesus was born. These Magi were considered wise men because they had certain knowledge that they had gained by watching the signs of life. They were astrologers. They watched the stars, and it was believed that God expressed different things, that things in the heavens were announced by things that happened in the heavens, that special occasions were announced. These men were astrologers. They practiced divination. They were interpreters of dreams. And this is where we get the term magic from. Magic is the practice of the Magi, all right? So they were magicians, astrologers, or what some people call wise men. And they were not just ordinary men. They were special. Why? Because they were seeking something that God had laid out before them. The question we ask is, why did they come in the first place? Why did they set out on this journey and come to Jerusalem in the first place? And the answer in the text is, they came to worship the King of the Jews, the one who had been born King of the Jews. They had seen the star when they were in the east. God had set a sign for them, and they were following God's direction, following that star that was leading in the direction of Bethlehem. And they came to Jerusalem. They were asking the people, "Where is this king that's been born?" And it tells us King Herod heard about this. He heard that they had come, that they were seeking a king, and he was disturbed along with all Jerusalem with him. The King James Version says he was troubled, which means he was agitated or disturbed, because here was somebody coming to worship someone else other than him. So he called together all the people's chief priests and the teachers of the law, and he asked them where the Christ or the Messiah was to be born. And they reminded him of the Old Testament prophecy from Micah. And they said, "In Bethlehem in Judea." That's what is written by the prophet Micah, where it says, "You, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. And out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. That was the prophecy found in Micah chapter 5. But you see, in the story at this point, we have a bunch of directionless men. We have the Magi, we have Herod, and we have the chief priests and the teachers. They were directionless at this point. The Magi were lacking navigational direction. Herod was lacking scriptural direction and personal motivation. The others were lacking applicational direction, because these chief scribes, priests, and teachers that knew the prophecy where the Messiah was going to be born were the ones that actually rejected him later on as being the Messiah. So these men were truly lacking direction. And here at this time in history, God brought these directionless men together at this point in time, offering to them the greatest blessing offered to humanity, a flash of insight, a manifestation of light, an experience of divine grace. That's what an epiphany is. And God was offering these men all an epiphany. Here is my Son, the Messiah of the world. Won't you come and adore Him, Christ the Lord? But you see, they were directionless. And this is the same offer that God offers to all of humanity. Come. Come adore my Son. Well, what did Herod do? He called the Magi secretly. And he found out from them the exact time that the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem. He didn't say, well, that's what the prophecy says. I'll go with you. I want to see him too. No. He sent them to Bethlehem. And he said, go and make a careful search for the child. And as soon as you find him, you report to me so that I can go and worship him too. Well, if he really wanted to worship him truly in his heart, why didn't he go with him? Why didn't he get on the bandwagon? Why didn't he say, wait, I'll pack my bags. I want to go. I want to see this Messiah also. So you see, Herod was scripturally directionless. He didn't even know what the prophets had said. And he lacked the personal motivation to find Christ. Well, after they had heard the king, the Magi went on their way. They went on their way by themselves. Even the chief priests and the teachers, the scribes, no, they didn't go with them. They went on their way by themselves. And the star that they had seen in the east, when they were in the east, went on ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. Why? Because they knew they were on the right track. The divine finger pointing them in the direction was pointing them, and they knew they were on the right track. And it stopped over the place where the child was. So they went into the house, and on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. They bowed down and worshipped him. Do you know what that word worship means there? It's shocking. That word worship means, or it comes actually comes from two Greek words, which means to go forward or toward someone, like a dog, meaning to lick his master's hand. They bowed down and went forward to Christ to please him, as a dog wants to please his master and lick his hand. They bowed down and worshipped this king. And then what did they do? They gave or presented gifts, sacrifices of worldly treasures to this king. Why? Because they had had what's called an epiphany, a manifestation of God. God himself became visible. They had a flash of insight. We call this a God experience. They met the Messiah, and it completely changed the direction of their lives. Having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. But wait a second. Herod had said to them, as soon as you find the child, report to me. No, no. Now they knew better. They were following a new king. They were following new orders. And they returned to their country by another route. These were truly wise men because they followed the signs of God, they followed the word of God, and they met the Son of God. You see, God doesn't want a bunch of Herods. God doesn't want a bunch of teachers and scribes and religious leaders. God wants a bunch of wise people, wise men and women, who are ready to follow His signs and His word. You see, like some even today, these wise men could have adopted the thought that, well, if we stay away, then we won't be held accountable or responsible to this king, so we better stay away. No, instead they knew it was important to go meet him because they had heard probably through the exiles that had been exiled to Babylon years and years and years ago that God had promised a Messiah. And they wanted to go see for themselves and meet this Messiah. They knew it was important to meet this king. And as a result, they gained new insight and direction in life. Unlike Herod, who was in no way going to give up his life or even check it out for himself. He was king of his life. No way was I going to worship anybody else. If he was really serious, he would have went along. He would have acted on his knowledge of the prophecies. And then there were those chief priests and teachers and scribes. They knew their Bible. They knew what the scripture said. They knew the facts. They had heard them for years. But they would not apply it to their lives when it counted most. When Jesus came on the scene, they were the ones that rejected him. You see, folks, he who follows God's signs and God's word is never really lost. We say, what are God's signs? What are His word? Well, you got to read His word, first of all. And when you start reading His word, you start seeing His signs. The signs are all around us. We're not going to see them unless we're opening ourselves up to what God's saying to us. They're there every day. They're there in all kinds of ways. People talking to us. What we hear on the radio, what we see in other people, what we hear at church. In His own way, God directs us in the right way to the one who is the way. My own particular experience, God spoke to me through visions and dreams. Dreams in the night. So, first place I turned was God's Word. And yes, God's Word tells us that God still speaks in dreams and visions in the night, when we were in deep sleep, that's one way God speaks to us. God started speaking to me through people to the point that I literally could see the face of God and hear the voice of God right before me. And I said, I hear you. I hear you, God. I hear you loud and clear. The Magi followed God's direction and personally came face to face with Jesus. They sacrificed their earthly treasures and God gave them new direction. I want to ask you this morning, how about you? We live in a world that's so confusing. We feel directionless sometimes, don't we? We don't know what to do. We don't know what to say. We don't know how to act. We need insight. We need direction. Jesus changed the lives of so many people. Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, Simeon, the Magi, down through the years, and you and I. He does that, you know. He changes lives. He gives us direction. He says, no, I don't want you here. I want you here. No, I don't want you to be with that group. I want you to be with this group. I don't want you to watch this on television. I want you to watch this. But it involves bowing down and worshiping Him as King of our lives and giving Him the best of our lives, sacrificing to Him, going to Jesus as if we're dogs wanting to literally lick the palm of our masters. And only then are we, in the sight of God, truly wise. When we are prepared to bow down before the King, to follow God's direction, and offer Him the treasures, all the treasures of our lives, then we're going to find true direction. And we'll be wise. Let's pray.